Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. You're tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. I love that track. That is Brazilian Love Affair from the album Frequent Flyer, Mile High Club. And playing a little Spanish, South American flavor tonight of electro music because our guest joining us tonight is Brian D. Flores in the house. It's awesome to have him joining us. We'll get to him, interview him a little bit later on the show. And again, thanks for joining us. It's Friday night. It is April 29th. A lot of things happened since last week's show. We'll go into a lot of things, but first up, what I wanted to talk about is something we touched on a while back on the show, and this is talking about the Amazon and what's going on down the Amazon with deforestation. And I'm sure if you pay attention to gold and what's going on, silver and stuff like that, lately you'll see that gold is at a record high of $1,500. Well, what does that mean, the repercussions of gold prices going up? The repercussions is more destruction and deforestation of the Amazon. And what is the problem with that? Well, the problem with that is the Amazon is the lungs of the planet. Once the Amazon goes, so does the air in our atmosphere, and that's a big problem. What's going on, just so you know, because this is new to me, is what they do is when they shock mine or mine for gold in these gold mines, they use mercury. And the mercury evaporates into the atmosphere and kills the environment, hurts, and probably kills people too. Mercury is not good, and that's what they use, and it's at a 16% increase in the last 6 years. So the trees are getting cut down every year, 16% more and more and more, and it's getting bad. So that's what, you know, you always got to look at the repercussions of things. That's what we try to do here, is spread awareness on the show, is, you know, just because this is happening, people think it's good. Well, what's the end result of it? What's really going on? What's fueling that? And what are the repercussions of that? Just like oil. Why are we using so much oil when we have cars that can run off water? Simple things, common sense. So article I saw, really interesting, rising price of gold fuels destruction at the Amazon. Check it out. It'll be up on Starseed Energy Radio. And we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. We have the Zen Fest coming up, and as we're doing this event, we're searching out different people, inventors, and someone that was sent over to me was a gentleman who is a TED speaker. If you're not familiar with TED, check out TED.com or TEDx, I think it is .com. And basically what this guy did, Marcin Jakubisk, basically what he did is an open source blueprint for civilization. An open source blueprint, meaning that you could start and build an entire civilization community, starting cost of $10,000. His blueprints, what he has is 50 farm machines, allowing anyone to build their own tractor or harvester from scratch, as well as blueprints for everything else, eco-design, things like that. And this is the kind of stuff that is breaking the mold now. This is the kind of stuff that's coming to light, because this is where we're headed to, the planet in general. On the opposite side of the spectrum, on the darker side, one of the things to be looking out for is the Obama administration, what they're doing now. I bring this up a lot because what they're doing on under the radar, or at least under most of the spiritual community's radar, is taking away our rights, and especially they're clamping down the internet. And what's going to happen is that they clamp down the internet. I don't know if people have noticed lately, but a lot of the YouTube videos, 5 out of 12 of mine that I've posted, have been disappearing. They've been deleting videos about star seeds, stuff like that on there. So this new thing that the Obama administration is trying to push through is basically a Chinese-style internet ID system. Basically what's going to happen is, if the following gets passed through Congress, which at the rate of everything that's been going, they have been passing everything they want to, if it gets passed, the government, you'll need government permission to access the web. Basically what that means is that the bloggers would have to admit who they are, and if anyone, bloggers or any other site, talks about the government, it could be punishable, threatening the government or anything like that, any leaked information or anything. So basically, it's going to be a volunteer system, of course, but what they're going to do is have all the major Googles and Facebook, you know, be a part of this. So the next thing is, this system is basically to have all your information in it, your social security number, your health records, everything. It's basically what they're thinking is, America, the government, is going to watch after your passwords or watch after your personal information for you, I guess because we just don't know how to take care or handle our own information. So now the Obama administration wants to come in and do that for us. So these are the things to be aware of. Once that happens, a lot of things are going to change, and a lot of these spiritual websites could change. You know, think about it. You think the government wants this stuff up there? They're already deleting the YouTube videos. So things to be aware of. This is important information. It really is. Also talking just briefly about the Fukushima nuclear meltdowns that are going on. All 4 reactors are leaking, 3 of them in partial meltdown, and now they're having these mysterious deaths pop up. Already they have 45 unexplained deaths. Now, coming from Japan, if they're telling us they have 45 deaths, they probably have, who knows, 450, because most of the information leaked out of Japan, it's so censored, it's a dictatorship. You know, people wondered why no one rioted or no one was stealing food when the tsunami and all that hit, is because no one messes around Japan. It's a dictatorship. You don't mess around there. So they're already leaking out, you know, that there's people dying, unexplained deaths from radiation. These are people that have evacuated the Fukushima zones, and now they're mysteriously dying. So things to be aware of, you know, the weather patterns blow all that stuff right across to Cali. The highest concentrate we talked about in the last show of cesium and iodine picked up so far has been in North Carolina. Now there are scientists out here actually in the area doing different readings, and this stuff is real, so it's to be aware of. Also some news, the SETI Institute is to shut down their alien-seeking radio dishes. Oh, I am so hurt. Wow, they gave up. I guess they couldn't find any aliens out there. Well, guess what? We're the ETs, SETI. You did a good job. You didn't find anything. Well, also because SETI was looking in 3D dimension, if you will, meaning like if you're looking for a three-dimensional object, you're not going to pick up fourth, fifth, sixth other dimensional beings, ships, civilizations, worlds, things like that. So they put out a good effort, I guess, but maybe they were just looking in the wrong frequency. So, yeah, the SETI Institute is shutting down. It's for lack of funding. They have no government support. I wonder why. Maybe because the government signed contracts with the ET 65 years ago, and they have all the technology and stuff they need, so why would they support SETI, who's looking for ETs, when the governments are walking and talking with these mostly grays and reptilians and ETs on underground bases all over the world? So, ooh, big shocker. Anyways, moving on to the iPhone tracking update. This is what we talked about last week on the show as well. And this is crazy because iPhone and Android basically has a tracking program device that tracks everything, where you go, tracks everything. Not only that, but it's come out this week that this information has already been used and is being used by police. And this is from a quote from the police department. Through my work with various law enforcement agencies, we've used HiDHCells.pl lists on devices other than iOS to harvest geolocational evidence for iOS devices. So they're using this to track people, to pick up conversations, and, you know, totally infiltrating everyone's privacy. Basically, it's a hidden file on the device. You can locate it if you crack the phone. You'd have to crack it and delete it, but it's on there, and it's tracking everything. It's a log generator. Think about these phones. They have sensors in it. They have radios. They pick up everything, not just everything you're thinking of. They're picking up biometrics on the sensors on the phone. It's a lot deeper than what you think of. Not only that, but they also could be pumping negative frequencies into the cell phones that are being used by programs like this as well. So it's a lot more than just, oh, there's an iPhone app that tracks your iPhone. Well, the police are already using it and other things. So things to be aware of. Not a free and democratic society like everybody thinks. Also on the Fukushima reactors, some more news is, these interactive maps they have show all the cesium and iodine, and you need to read about this stuff. It's really, really bad, and there's a lot, large quantities of it falling right now over the country. And the other major part of this is now the leak into the ocean. They've dumped over, 200,000 gallons, they said, which is probably way more than that. You got to be kidding me. They've been pumping nonstop, a dozen fire engines on that thing. So now all this is leaking to the ocean, and they're already seeing signs of sea life die. So now we killed the Gulf. BP killed the Gulf, hurt the North Atlantic Current, possibly totally stopped it. From what the diagrams show, it stopped. Now we have the other side of the world. We have the Fukushima, these reactors leaking into the water, leaking into the air, already killing people. It's in the food. It's in the milk. It's in the water. It's here in the U.S. Things to be aware of. This is all real stuff, and it's happening now. And that's what this show and that's what we're doing is spreading awareness here, because to be aware is to be alive. That's what's up. We have a lot of changes coming. We need everybody on point and up to par with what's going on, so when things happen, you can react in the correct way. And so that's basically all the news and everything for right now. Some updates we'll talk about more at the end of the show. And I'm going to play another track for you. And when we come back, we will be interviewing Brian DeFlores. And as I understand, it will be his first interview. He's done a lot of interviewing himself, but it is awesome to have him on the show. And possibly he's definitely going to be involved at Zen as well. And after this next track, we'll be talking to Brian. So hang in there, sit back, and enjoy the music. Make somebody. You see, so easy. And welcome back. You're tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And joining us now is Brian DeFlores from briandeflores.com. And we're talking about a whole lot of exciting things. Brian, are you on the air?
Yes, I am. Hello, Jonah.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. So I just wanted to start off a little bit with more about, let's start with your childhood. Where were you born? Where did you spend most of your childhood growing up?
Well, I was born and raised in Southern California, and I lived on the beach for about 20, 25 years. And my mother was French-Irish. My dad was of Spanish background. So you put the three of those elements together, and you get a lot of fire, you get a lot of passion, So I was basically raised Catholic and just went to, regular school. I graduated high school. I didn't go to college or university or anything like that. I jumped right into the workforce. And I was never really told about extraterrestrial emissaries of light that were coming to our planet to visit us, or motherships or angels or anything like that, other than, the basic Catholic version of the angels. And
sure.
So when I awakened in 1996, immediately awakened, there was a lot of things to catch up on.
Absolutely, and I'm sure through most of us growing up with family, how was the family after you were awakened? How did they react? Did they notice a difference? And were are they supportive of your work now and what you do?
Oh yes, it was actually a complete shock to my family and all of my friends and my coworkers at that time, because I was primarily driving a tractor trailer for a living and doing some other odd jobs. And of course, when I awakened immediately, what occurred to me was actually a higher self overlay and a soul braid happening at the same time within a number of hours. So my personality
wow.
changed and upgraded, and I had higher aspects of myself actually braid into my current body. And so all of a sudden I knew more, my brain capacity went up, and it was a bit difficult at first for my parents, but they were supportive and they love my work, and as does my brother and sister.
Well, that's great. That's awesome, because usually what you find in the spiritual community is most of us, their families are so 3D, it's hard for them to connect on this type of level. So that's great that you have support with the family and like that. And when you first became aware of this in 1996, when it came, when did the first, the activator posters that you do, when did that information start coming through?
Well, I awakened on December 4th of 1996, and the activators began coming in on December 5th.
Wow.
So, yes, it was quite rapid. Again, it was within a space of a few hours, I transformed from one person into another person. The activators started coming through. They were coming through in the beginning about 15 in one day. And so
wow.
I did probably 1,000 of them very quickly. And then they kind of tapered off, and now they're, sometimes 2 or 3 in one day.
Wow, so you have over 1,000 done. I haven't seen that many on your website, but that's amazing. And when the channeling and information comes through, do you sketch it out by hand? Do you use a computer? How do you relay the information?
Oh yes, it's all done by hand. And originally everything's done by hand on very large pieces of paper with what are called Prismacolor pencils and gold and metallic markers. And I actually have about 7 pencils in one hand that are lodged between my fingers, and then in the other hand I have a gold and a silver metallic marker, and my hands move very quickly. Sometimes my eyes are closed when I'm actually drawing, because the drawings are actually in my mind and they come through onto paper very quickly.
Wow. So basically when the channelings come through to do these activator posters, you put 7 pencils in one hand, a silver one, a gold in the other one, and it just comes through, and it's just the magic happens.
Absolutely, yes. And all of them come through. between 1 and 5 o'clock in the morning, because I guess that's when the energy is the clearest. And at that time, my house is a multidimensional matrix which kind of unfolds, and there's lots of beings coming and going from other dimensions, and I actually see fairies and leprechauns in the house when I'm drawing. And so it's it's a very magical time in my home, yes.
Absolutely. And it's funny you say that, because I've heard, especially recently with all these energies, that I've heard of other people that have had portals open up in their living rooms all of a sudden, and are visited by different beings because of these energies. And what they're relaying to those type of people is, you know, they're doing it one by one, just sort of like what I'm doing and what you're doing. And, you know, and so it's a very magical time. And it always seems that those late hours between 1 and 5, that's when a lot of us come alive. Those are the hours that the night the children, star children, seem to really flourish. I know for myself that's a really good time for me as well.
Yes.
Now also the going into like the activator posters, the point of them is to help us activate certain DNA sequences or energies that are dormant and asleep in our own selves to help us prepare for the shift that's coming. Is that correct?
Exactly. You said it perfectly.
Okay. Now, by meditating and using these posters, what exactly is it preparing us for? Meaning, like, the conscious shift that's happening, what exactly is that? Can you explain that to people?
Well, right now, the whole planet is going through what's called an ascension process, which is why the Ashtar Command is so prevalent on this planet right now. They're actually assisting with all of the higher galactic councils and the angels to help this planet ascend into a new dimension of space and time. And so, of course, all the star seeds and all the masters and the beings and ambassadors who've incarnated on Earth many, many lifetimes ago are here right now, just like all of us, to help assist the planet. So we're actually called the ground crew, and the beings on the ships or in the angelic realms, in the ethereal realms, are actually the higher ascension crew. So what the activators do, I actually have brought through over 13,000 of them now, and they just
13,000. Wow.
13,000, and they just keep coming through. I know it amazes me when they come through, because sometimes, or a lot of the time, I don't actually know what's coming through. And when the image comes through me, it's a beam of light that comes through the top and the back of my head, and beams light onto the paper. And as I'm receiving the image, I receive what the image means and what the definition is and what it actually does for people. But most of the images actually accelerate spiritual growth, which is very important right now, because there are some people that are lagging behind a little bit, you know, because maybe they had some difficulties and some challenges in this lifetime. So the accelerators actually accelerate the spiritual growth. So if you look at them, all you have to do is just, again, view them, then your DNA will start upgrading, your brain capacity will jump, and usually when somebody goes to my website and is on there for half hour or so, their brain capacity jumps 20 to 30%.
Wow. I know I have one of your Earth Star Ashtar Command activators right next to my computer, and I definitely use it for meditation. And since you brought it up, the Ashtar Command, I talk about it a lot, and a lot of my website and others do. Who exactly is the Ashtar Command? We know they're enlightened beings and the Galactic Councils, but who exactly are they, and how specifically are they helping us with this shift?
Well, the Ashtar Command has been around for thousands of years, helping Earth and kind of gently guiding humans into the higher technologies of light, and educating us and just helping us along with our spiritual gifts. And different people on the planet are guided to different types of information according to what lineage they come from. And for me, obviously, it's galactic, which the Ashtar Command is. For other people, it's angels. For other people, it's ascended masters. And for some people, it's all three and even more. But the Ashtar Command is actually, again, loosely and generally known as the airborne division of what is called the Great White Brotherhood, or the Brotherhood of Light, Brother and Sisterhood of Light, which is an organization which assists Earth and our planetary solar system and the extended galaxy in just, again, assisting us in many ways. Sometimes they have to restructure and adjust our magnetic field or some of the grid systems here on Earth. They deal with a lot of the problems that our biosphere is having as well. And one of the big things that they're doing right now, because there's so many different extraterrestrial cultures that are visiting our planet, they actually have to monitor all of that activity, because a lot of these beings that are coming to Earth are actually coming to take and not to give, and so they have to monitor that and kind of keep them out of keep them from entering Earth's energy field.
Sure, and you've talked about that before, that some of these portals, you know, with these energies are happening, not all of these portals lead to nice and happy places, and that's very important with, you know, when you start dealing with these energies, is you have to know which energies are which and protect yourself in a white light. And some of the exercises that you do in your webinars, you talk about how you could build up and work with your Merkaba field. I know the last one you did, you talked about that. Can you give us a little talk about that, of like how a daily thing we could do to start helping us build up our Merkaba and learning that energy?
How to set up your cosmic shield, actually. Yes, well, there is, as you've said, and probably as you've talked about to your people many times, there are problems here on Earth. It's actually a wonderful time to be here, and it's actually a big celebration because all the star seeds and all the masters and ambassadors are here. But a lot of these stargates have actually been damaged here, and there are beings that are coming through some of the stargates and some of the star portals here, and they're having to close those off as well. So they're opening all these new star portals and stargates for final ascension between 2012 and 2017. So right now, it is very important that a person is connected to their spirit. And, of course, there's many ways to do that. It's probably a million different ways to do that on this planet. If people are connected to Jesus Christ, if people are connected to Buddha, Tibetan chanting, drumming, just making that connection with your higher self is very important. Now, what we use here at LightQuest, and the Ashtar Command stresses that it is very important that you protect your own energy field right now, because there's, well, it's almost like a spiritual pirate ship on the planet right now. There's a lot of challenges and a lot of things going on, and if you place a shield of protection around your body each day, like a shield of white light, or you can use a golden Christed pyramid, you can use a platinum shield as well. And you basically build your shield each day as you are connecting with your spirit, with your higher self, whatever you want to call it. Some people say God directly, prime creator. It's everyone has an individual connection with spirit and with the creation. And so as long as you're making that each day, making that connection for 5 minutes or 20 minutes, or a half an hour each day, that strengthens your spirit. And also, building your cosmic shield is very important, because it actually keeps imbalanced energies away from you, which include thought forms and different types of things, you know, that are flying around the planet right now. So you'll actually, with this shield, you'll actually be a lot clearer. Your energy field will be more stable. Your body will be more healthy. You will actually think more clearly as well. So whatever way people are connecting, I think, is very important. If you want to connect with the Ashtar Command directly, you can just simply sit and in a quiet space and close your eyes and ask that they contact you and begin the dialogue, which is usually telepathic at first, and then you start hearing voices. And then you might get some frequencies in your ear, like many people are getting right now, high frequencies or low frequencies, that tell you that you are getting contact. That's actually a signal that you're being contacted.
Yeah, that's something that I've been hearing from a lot of people, with the sounds lately are definitely coming back and increasing on the planet. And mentioning ascension, now ascension's, it's a very tough subject, you know, to talk to someone about or to explain to. But one of the biggest questions that I get is, with this ascension, is everybody on the planet going to ascend to New Earth?
Okay. Well, that is a tough question, and it's kind of a tough answer. Yes and no. Everyone is in the position right now of making a choice of where to go. Everyone's going to move somewhere. Some people are going to move sideways. Some people are going to move higher into a higher dimension. At present, the Ashtar Command, and it was quite shocking when I heard this, is about a quarter to almost a third of the people are making the decision to ascend into a higher dimension, to what is called the Terra Crista, which is the perfected Earth. And of course, all of the animals, all of the dolphins, the whales, the trees, all of the other life forms will be moving up higher as well. But there's many individuals here who still kind of want to play around in the polarity, and maybe they need a couple of more lifetimes to actually move into the thought form that they have a spirit and they want to ascend. And some people, maybe they just aren't finished with this reality yet. We look around us, some of our family members and friends, they seem fairly content with what's happening here. And so, again, the Ashtar Command says, you know, some people may need a couple, three more lifetimes before they actually get it, and then they'll be bridging over to the new Terra Crista planet. So in the short run, it's almost like a little traumatic for people, because maybe some people that they know will be staying in the lower reality as the higher Earth matrix splits off in 2012. But in the long run, I believe everyone will ascend, 100% of the people.
Sure, sure. So, part of that ascension, that's what I tell people, it's really, the ascension process is really where you take your reality. If you stay manifesting the reality of war and destruction and protests and riots in these countries, that's the manifest in reality. Your energy is going to be sucked into, and that's the end or whatever that you're going to face. And when it comes to believing in whatever it's going to take you there, like you said, God or Buddha, I've always been supportive of it. If it's a religion or anything like that, that you live by the heart and that's where your focus and intent is, then whatever you believe in, as long as the intent is pure and the love is there, you'll ascend with everyone else, and everyone will eventually get there to where we're going. Now, talking about ascension, this new Earth, what will new Earth be like that's different from this Earth? How will we be different on New Earth versus how we are now?
Well, number one, there is no polarity on the New Earth. And the New Earth, the Terra Crista Matrix, which is Earth's true name, is Terra, T-E-R-R-A. And it actually, when Terra fell after Atlantis, the times of Atlantis, it became Earth. And now it's ascending back up to that level and beyond again. It's actually, again, we have no polarity there. So we have a lot of polarity here. We're in like 100% polarity, which means there's negatives and positives, constant push-pull in this reality. There's self-doubt, and then there's enlightenment. So we have a really good experience in one moment, and then the next moment there's a challenge. So it's a wonderful reality to come into, to learn things very quickly, but to actually stay a whole lifetime here, it's not so fun.
No.
You know, it's like a bad camping trip sometimes. You're here and you're a starseed and you're having to deal with this polarity. On the new Earth planet, there is no negatives. There's no shadow government. There's no wars. There's no prescription drugs. There's no people killing each other. It's just a higher spiritual technology of life is there. And, of course, all of the life forms here on planet Earth transfer onto Terra Crista between 2012 and 2017, and they actually upgrade, meaning a tree becomes an even bigger, more beautiful tree. A rock becomes a gemstone. The human body is transforming from a water-based body into a light-based body. So again, we move out of polarity. There's a lot of different changes that are going to occur between now and then.
Sure, and that's where you get into the complicity of it. Like for myself, on Sunday, I participated in a New Earth Crystalline Circuitry webinar transmission. And basically what that was I guess, laying down the new crystalline circuitry ley lines and the new golden cities that are created, New Earth, and these energies. I mean, when I did the webinar, I was feeling it. These energies are here. When you do your webinars, you are basically bringing in this energy and sending it out to people like me who listen to it as like transponders to sort of hold that energy. And that's why it's important that I talk about your webinars and other webinars of how important it is for people to attend these webinars, is because the energy comes through these webinars. Is that correct?
Yes, and you really don't want to be a spectator right now. You want to be a participant, because that's why we've all come here, to actually participate in the ascension and to be on these webinars and to go to the live events like your Zen event and actually experience the energy. Because what's actually happening after 2017 is a lot of the dimensional structure of this reality is going to start collapsing. So all of the experiences here now will not be available after 2017. So it's important to actually participate. And, of course, everyone's mission is to participate in this reality.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of the biggest things that I focus on when I speak to my friends. It's like, you need to understand that you chose to be here to experience this and to help humanity raise its consciousness. So it's time to get to work, because there's a lot of us, especially in my generation, that is still unfortunately fast asleep, because the entire system is so, you know, the schooling systems and fluoride and chemtrail. I mean, there's so much stuff to keep us just like a sheep, that it's hard to break that mold. But, you know, that's why we're here. I'm a starseed. I'm going to keep plugging away till the end. So that's why we're here. That's why this is my mission as yours. And that's why it's so important, is you have to, just what you said, you have to be involved. You have to be part of these energies, feel these energies, and then pass these energies and information along to another light being and help awaken them up. And one of the most interesting things that I saw that you're doing is with the Disneyland, Earth Star Disneyland that's coming up. How did you come up with the whole concept and idea to do it at Disneyland, your next big you know, webinar that you're doing, or conference,
well,
I should say?
I think that everything we do here at Starseeds needs to be fun. And I think that there's a lot of spiritual work that in the maybe the 70s and the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even further back, that was very serious, and it was all about reading books and it was more mentally based. And now we're bringing, especially the Ashtar Command frequency, brings more of a full sensory experience into one's reality. So the Disneyland thing is just an extension of other things I do. I've done big events at the Luxor Pyramid in Las Vegas, Mount Shasta,
awesome,
and Sedona, and a lot of places. And I try to make the events really fun, because that's what it's all about. Ascension is a celebration. And some of the things I'm doing at the Earth Star, did you want me to discuss a little bit of that?
Yeah, let's go into that. It's very interesting stuff, sure.
Okay. Well, again, it's basically a celebration for light workers. And what the Ashtar Command is going to do is they're going to bring in all of the latest information, planetary information on everything, on all the how all the different life forms are going to transition, what the whole new Terra Crista planet is going to be like, how we're actually going to make an ascension, and you know, what that's actually going to look like in physical form as we transition. So on
wow.
One level, it's a lot of information that's going to come through, which is the latest, Ashtar Command information about the state of the planet. It's kind of the State of the Union address, and it's going to be really wonderful.
Wow, and that's real important stuff.
Yeah, and another thing we're doing, too, is the paramagnetic alignments, which are, I think, very important, and they actually help to transfer your consciousness and your body from the electromagnetic grid, which is the lower 3D grid where all the oppression and all of the challenges are, onto the new Terra Crista grid, which is the paramagnetic paramagnetic in reality on that planet. So it actually transfers your consciousness, and within a span of 2 hours, a person's brain capacity actually goes up about 60%. And
wow.
Their personality changes fairly dramatically. It's quite a interesting session to be in, because there's such a dramatic change from when the individual came in to when they're leaving the session.
Wow. What is that compared to, like, the light wave energy infusion training you do?
Well, I often think I look at my schedule and say, wow, how can I possibly do all this? But, and I'm sure you're like that as well. But the light wave energy training is something that I believe, and the higher brother and sisterhood of light believe, that all the light workers should know how to run energy on this planet. And that means how to weave your cosmic shields, how to work with the white light and the violet flame and all of the seven rays and all of the different higher energy frequencies, and how to maneuver them and transform things here on the planet. It's actually an alchemy process, and there's many different types of energy work you can choose from. There's Reiki, there's matrix energetics, which is wonderful. There's just all different types, and light wave is just another one of those trainings, but this one comes directly through the Ashtar command and is related to color and infusing. You can infuse 1,000 frequencies into someone's matrix and help to upgrade them. Even frequencies from other planets, too, that are no longer here, you can use the energy to bring the frequencies of those planets down as well.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of interesting stuff to do. And that's what always amazes me, is that there's so many different avenues and so many different ways to tap into this energy, that when you first get into this, it's sort of confusing at times, because there's so many different – it's like everyone has their own little niche or their own little soul reading. Everyone has their own little, you know, type of energy from what I've seen. And to tap into that in any way is divine, is awesome. And there's so many ways out there. That's what's, you know, frustrating for me, and I'm sure others, is like, if people would just do any of these things to tap into the energy, all you need is that first initial spark of light, like I got, and you're off. Because that's when for me, the truth of all this other stuff I've heard my whole life sunk in. And that's what it was for me. That's why it's so important to share this information and do the webinars and the work that you're doing as well. And talking about the Ashtar Command, I talk about this a lot because people ask me a lot of times about the ships. Can you talk about some of the ships, like how big they are? How many of them are in our orbit right now? Do you have a number, an idea? Because people ask me that a lot.
Well, there are many different levels of galactic ships that are here to assist us, and there are groups like the Andromedans and the Arcturians and the Sirians whose ships are in orbit around the planet as well, and the ships number in the thousands. The Ashtar Command last year actually had over 70,000 ships around this planet and around close to this planet in our solar system around the moon and in that area. So we do have a lot of support here. And there are many links to, like, NASA videos on YouTube, which people can access, where you actually see these ships. You see the Ashtar Command ships phasing in and out, becoming visible and then becoming invisible. And those are actually Ashtar Command ships and Arcturian ships as well that are flying around our field and kind of monitoring our planet, keeping it very stable, and helping people here on the planet.
Sure, I also know, like, from what I've understand is, like, the Palladian science ships, they have specific jobs working with, like, chemtrails, things like that. Like, they all play a different part. Like, Arcturians, they run, like, the central sun stargate when we reincarnate or die in the planet. So they all have sort of little different jobs, each race. And they're all part of the Galactic Command, so they have, like, little sort of overseeing jobs to sort of help us and shift us to really guide us so we don't mess this big event up.
Yes, and some of the ships, to answer your question further, some of the larger ships are as big as our planet. And there's actually one Ashtar Command ship that was just built that is on the other side of the sun, which is as big as our planet. So they've learned their technology is much greater than ours, and they've learned to actually build spaceships that are as big as a planet.
And that's what I've heard, is that some of the ships that are that bigger, they actually have to park them or whatever around Jupiter, because they're so big that if they did park around Earth's atmosphere, it would actually affect it like the Earth does with the tides and, you know, the moon.
Yes.
So all right, awesome.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I was just sorry to cut you off, but we gotta cut it off. We're running low on time, and I just wanted to give out some of your websites, because you have so many different websites there, and all these different websites pretty much cover different areas of your work. Is that sort of how you do it?
Yes, I have one central website, which is briandeflores.com, and then there's other websites that branch off from there, like for light wave energy healing and different testimonials that people have had about the work and all of that.
Awesome. So, but the main site you use is the briandeflores.com. That's it.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us. And also thank you so much for taking interest and part in the radio show and also at Zen. And we hope to see you there. And I'm sure we'll be speaking to you again very, very soon.
Yes, thank you, Jonah.
All right, thanks. And for everyone else, I'm going to play another track with a little South American electro flavor. We come back, we'll do the wrap-up, and say our goodbyes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a little South American flavor.
Eu sou Simone Moreno. Eu tô aqui com sumo. Muito swing. Nós vamos fazer uma música que é pura sedução.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Want to thank Brian D. Flores again. That was an awesome, awesome interview. He went over tons of good information and knowledge. I'm going to listen to the show again myself personally, because the information and the stuff he talked about is very, very pertinent and important. So check out his website, briandeflores.com. Check out his activator posters. I have one right next to me. They're awesome. The information on them is awesome. And what he's doing is part of the mission that we're all on. So check that out. And just to give you an update also on Mike Quincy, will be joining us next week. That's from galacticfriends.com. He also knows exopolitics. So don't miss that. That's next Friday. Mike Quincy, a.k.a. Salusa. That's the channel name. You could also go to galacticfriends.com and check that out. He'll be joining us next week. And also, Zen, just want to throw that out there again. Still looking for different music artists, visionaries, speakers, anyone who wants to get involved in a conscious evolution, which should be everybody listening to this show. So Email us, let us know your thoughts, anything like that. Some cool websites to check out since we were talking about the Ashtar Command. Check out ashtarcommandcrew.net. It is a social media site for starseeds, light beings, indigos, whatever you want to call us, beings of light and love. So check it out. It's like a Facebook. There's tons of good videos, information on there, as well as starseeds.net. That's another cool one that I like. That seems to be more for younger people. But I have a profile on both of them, so check those out. There's lots of good videos on there. And also, don't forget to check out our web address, starseedenergyradio.com, where we always have the latest news and updates and things like that, and music, and the latest Starseed, exclusive mix from DJ Scalar is also available for download on there. So check that out. Free download. Scalar will also be at Zen doing his new Scalar system, so I'm excited to experience and see that. So a lot of good stuff cooking with that. So check out some of these sites. Also, you can follow Starseed Energy on Twitter. There's a link on the website as well, so you could always get live updates through your iPhone or anything else. So look out for the stuff we were talking about with the iPhone. Since I just said that, that's some creepy stuff. Things like that are not cool, especially in my book, especially with Obama trying to cramp our style with information and what's going on. These are the things to be looking out for, because this is the time to be aware. So that's pretty much it. Good night to everyone. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week. This last track is going to be Afro Catalyst from the Frequent Flyer album, Mile High. Sit back, relax. Thank you for tuning in to Hear the Colors and See the Music.